Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
800-965-1297. That's 800.
Shotgun. Bring us back. Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having a great visit with our good friend, Judith Glaser, Dr. Judith Glaser, the author of The DNA of Leadership, author of Conversational Intelligence. What are the other books that I don't have in front of me, Judith?
Creating We was one that was missing.
That's one. I got that one. And so, folks, check those out on Amazon, wherever books are sold. ConversationIntelligence.com. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
All right. So check out the website. You will get smarter when you go there. Hey, Judith, you just got back from Ireland, and you were over there working with a group called Health Services Executives.
Yes.
What does that mean?
There are 100,000 HR executives in Ireland who service Ireland, all over Ireland, different parts of Ireland. In other words, they make sure that whether the patients come in with mental issues or physical issues or emotional issues, they are the people that take care of their community, all of Ireland. And I had no idea what I was stepping into, but I was the keynote to launch a program, and this is why I wanted to share this. This is what they say in Ireland. This is what they call it, the compassionate and effective leader, making a difference. Compassionate and effective leader in Ireland. And the guy who did, Tony O'Brien, who spoke before me, and Rosari Minion, who are the two people that are running this, they are empathic. They gave words like compassion and caring and comfort, and they want their people to embody those phrases, those words.
And this is when they're dealing with people in the workplace or people who have disabilities or what?
All over Ireland.
The workplace too.
In the workplace, in homes, in any kind of institutional challenges, they want all of their people to show up and really care about other human beings. Not that you check off, I spent 15 minutes with this patient, I gave them the pills, and
100,000, that's a lot for a place the size of Ireland.
That's right. And this is the HR part of it. But they feel that if they can do this, that they will elevate people in Ireland, that they will become healthier, that they will grow more, that it will impact their business. They think there's a direct ROI on what, because, you know, Ireland, you had Northern and Southern Ireland, you had those fights, the Catholics and the Protestants. And they're at the third generation now, so there's still a little bit of that hanging out in the air.
Yeah.
And they want that to go, not to forget it, because, you know, we all have to remember our history. But
I mean, they're not burning their statues over there?
No.
Not pulling their statues down over there?
No.
Jeez, oh, Pete.
It's very funny that you should say that. But, you know, that edge, that's the edge. And so I was just so proud to help them launch that, but to know that they have this kind of commitment in all of our, it's like all of the United States says, we're going to make sure that the government in every one of our states is committed to and has the money to. And they just got a huge amount of money to do this from the government, which is fantastic.
So folks, when you hear what Judith is talking about, I mean, when you've heard her on the show before, you've had me, you know that I brought her back. I keep bringing her back. And you hear how other people regard her and her work, and yet we still have the blessing of her time, half an hour or so every a few times a year. This is what I mean when I say no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience. So, Judith, I want to congratulate you on all you've accomplished. It's been fascinating to watch your ideas bloom and take root.
I remember 10 years ago.
Yep.
11 years ago, when we first started this, I had none of this to say. It was an aspiration.
You were it was just a gleam in your eye, and you kept talking about it, kept writing about it, and I've never, you know, I haven't seen too many other things catch on like this has, because this is, for a lot of people, this is touchy feely stuff that most people they don't want to connect to very well.
Yep, but now it's science.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Now I have it.
You've made it science.
It's in the basket of science, and I love it. And No matter where I go, people want to know more about the chemistry.
So if people want to have this as part of their business, if they want to get out of their own way, and folks, this is what a big part of this is getting out of your own way. Jim Blasingame, getting out of Jim Blasingame's own way. I mean, we all need to do this. Besides the book, is there something on the website they can go to?
If they go on conversationalintelligence.com, there are blogs that give them how to. It's just loaded. You put in a keyword, and you'll probably find a blog or some tool that you can use that will give you guidance on how to begin to think about doing this. There's videos with neuroscientists. If you go on the click onto the video page, so there's a lot of stuff we give away because we want to educate the world right now in what this is all about. And what I love is your provocative questions, I have to say. You always push me to think more, and so I go back and say, after I've been on your show, what can I do next?
Well, I'm proud of you. We're all proud of you. You keep up the good work, Judy.
Thank you. And thanks for being here.
ConversationIntelligence.com, folks. Check that website out. You will thank me later. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Judith joined us, and so we did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.